pub needs you. Drinkers held a community pub crawl last weekend to highlight boozers across the borough at risk of closing down and being turned into flats. Organised by the South East London branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, or CAMRA, concerned residents travelled from the China Hall in Lower Road, Rotherhithe, to the Gladstone Arms in Borough, stopping at other watering holes along the way. The China Hall was chosen as the start to raise support for efforts to have it become an Asset of Community Value, or ACV, after two previous unsuccessful applications, as fears grow over whether its lease will be renewed in the near future. The crawl ended at the GLAD, already an ACV, to show support for the popular Backstreet pub, which is owned by a property company that previously applied for planning permission to turn it into flats. Steve Silcott, chair of the South East London branch of CAMRA, said, "For too long now, pubs have been seen as an easy target by property developers, exacerbated in London by high residential property values, and resulting in popular and successful pubs being forced to close. The final pub we visited, the Gladstone Arms in Borough, is a much-loved backstreet pub with a huge commitment to live music. Owned by a property company, we and the local community successfully fought off a planning application for demolition and succeeded in getting the GLAD registered as an ACV. However, it's clear the battle is not yet won, as we understand the current tenant has only a short period remaining on their lease, and so the focus of the campaign now shifts to ensuring the owner agrees to a sensible new lease to ensure this great venue continues to operate." The MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, Neil Coyle, joined the crawl to show support for the declining number of pubs in the area. MP Neil said, "It was great to introduce people to some fantastic local waterholes, and I think it's safe to say we've had some fun as well, as highlighting the risk that remains hanging over the GLAD in Borough and the China Hall on Lower Road." Southwark Council has moved quickly on the GLAD, but seems to have set the bar a little higher for the China Hall, sadly. Written testimonials are still required for the China Hall, so if you're reading this and you haven't already signed the petition and provided your statement, then please do drop into the pub soon.